Now that was a climb.
Oh, I can't believe I've never been here.
Told you it was awesome. Here, over here. Check out this view.
We walked along a flat area of gravel and dried grass, around a grouping of rocks until we reached the edge. Ahead of us, nothing but the tops of trees for miles and miles. Wow.
Yeah. And all of this just a short drive away. I never see many people out here.
This special spot was discovered by Val a couple years ago. I think that's what he said.
Here. This is the perfect seat.
He led me up the huge rocks to our left until we were on top of the second to last one, which was flat, smooth, and jutted out from the cliff. Oh boy.
It's okay. These aren't going anywhere.
No, I know. We're just really high up.
Do heights scare you?
Only when I'm on the edge looking down.
We can climb down. We don't have to stay up here.
No, I like this. It just takes me a moment. We settled in, and after a good 5 minutes of admiring the view, he put his arm around me. I couldn't believe this was only our fifth date. It really is beautiful.
This is why I love hiking.
Me too. That's why I'm surprised I never made it out here.
There's a lot of trails, too.
I always thought I'd have to be closer to the Appalachian Trail.
I mean, there are some good spots over there, of course. But this is my favorite overall spot in this area.
I see why.
Yeah, but now that I've hiked a lot over here, I really want to go out to the West Coast again.
See, I've been out west a few times. I think for my next vacation, I want to try Yellowstone. I've never been there.
Me either.
We should go. Wow, I couldn't believe I just said that. It just slipped out. He looked at me surprised, but happy.
Yeah?
I mean, if you want to. I didn't mean to.
I think that would be great.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. What about this summer? Would that work for you?
I could feel my smile growing as much as I tried to hide it. Yeah, that'd give us enough time to plan.
Oh yeah, and I want to see as much as possible.
So, how long? 2 weeks?
Could you do that?
I think so. Summer was months away, and this was only our fifth date, but there was just something about him. Normally, I was scared to think too far ahead, and I never moved fast in relationships. But with Val, every time I looked into his eyes, none of the usual worries arose. We may have only known each other a short time so far, but I could already tell. This was the man I wanted to spend the rest of my life with.
Seven Lamb Productions presents The Stone House. Episode 23.
I thought I told you.
He's alive.
What?
It wasn't a candle. It weren't me. It was him. He's still alive.
I sat on the rocky path watching the lighthouse. It was still aflame, but it didn't look as strong as before. The sun would be up soon. I turned my attention to the seabirds and ocean behind them. I wondered if anyone would see the fire. I was filled with so much hope, but now, as it slowly died down, my hope for rescue waned. I couldn't stay here. My leg was bleeding, my hand was bleeding, and the adrenaline was wearing off. I wasn't even sure if I could make it back to the other side of the island before collapsing. You're not safe here, Val. Quint's still alive, and he may be back this way soon. The sun will be up, and you'll be exposed. There you go. There you go.
I couldn't believe I had fallen asleep again.
Good morning. Join me for breakfast, will you?
Okay.
Hurry now. We need to talk.
Great. It was a real cold night last night, so I was once again wearing two shirts, one long sleeve, and two pair of socks. I walked out of the hallway to see only Gavin sitting at the table. Where's Noah?
Still asleep, I presume.
But there was no plate set out for him. You, want me to wake him?
No, dear. I want you to sit and eat with me. Just me. We need to talk.
We do?
Yes. Now sit. Good. Now, there's a few things I need to tell you.
Okay.
There's been a fire.
Now to apply those acting skills again. Oh, really? Where? Here?
No, dear. You can relax. It was over by the lighthouse.
Is that right?
It was at the top of the lighthouse, actually.
How did it start?
Well, in my extreme ire, I found myself making an assumption. I thought, well, Quint is rather forgetful and sometimes clumsy, as I'm sure you know. I thought he may have left a candle lit, but no.
No?
No.
He stared down at his plate, looking like he was trying to hold back from an outburst. That's when my heart started racing.
There's someone still on this island who shouldn't be.
My heart sank. Oh no. He knew it was Val, but how?
Someone who's liable to try to steal your love away from me. Now, I know I have your love.
Do you, Gavin? Do you know that?
But I also know you have a wandering eye. I've apologized for my errant ways when it came to Quint, but this person... No, this person is much different.
You're damn right he is.
He started the fire. He plans to attract outsiders here, and we don't want that. Now do we?
No.
Aye. If it all works out, no one will have seen this fiery message.
Now he wasn't hiding the fact that there never was a boat coming.
But there's a chance someone has. The fire's nearly out now, but it burned for quite a while. Even up there with the heavy wind. If outsiders come, well, it won't be good for us, Nadia. Won't be good for our family.
Just then he pulled out the chair next to him. I couldn't see because of the shadows, but there was something on the chair. I leaned forward over my plate. Chains. What?
I have to make sure you stay put while I'm away. Until I take care of this mess that was made.
What does that even mean?
It means no unwanted visitors shall spoil our time together.
They tried before and were unsuccessful. I'd like to keep it that way.
For some reason, I couldn't figure out if he meant Val or Quint now.
We've had our time together spoiled too often. Now more than ever, we need our night as one. And I want it to be special and void of worry. We need to make sure our night together is only between us.
You can't do this.
Sorry, dear, but I don't trust the door lock, and who knows what you may do to your window. This is sadly the only way.
No!
It'll only be for when I'm gone, dear.
I couldn't let him. I looked down at my plate, thinking of what I could grab, what I could use as a weapon. But all that was before me was a fork and plate. Hell, it worked for me once, but right as I went to grab it, I heard something behind me. I spun around to see Quint appear from the shadows, hunched, his hands rubbing together deviously.
Hello.
He got closer, and I could see now the dried blood on his face and clothes. He'd been beaten and bruised. His nose even appeared to be broken, bent to the side. Did Val do that? I turned back to Gavin, unsure what to do now.
Don't fight, Nadia. Don't make it worse.
I made it back to the ship by the time the sun was in the middle of the sky, happy that I didn't run into Quint or Gavin. I was wet, cold, tired, hurt, and ready to sleep forever. But before I did, I grabbed the radio just to see. I figured if she had the radio, she could talk, so no harm. Dee, you copy? I wanted to hear her voice, tell her I did it, give her a bit of hope too. Dee, you copy? Dee, you there? Dee. Damn. Laying here now, knowing the fire was most likely out, I started wishing I took the chance to approach that stone house and take care of Gavin myself. But who am I kidding? I barely got away from Quint. That was only because I had help from a broken stair step. I rolled over, facing the hole in the side of the ship, staring out at the open water for as long as my eyelids would stay open, which wasn't long.
I was seething. Let me out of this, Gavin, or I'll—
Or you'll what, dear? Be careful with your words.
I bit my tongue, fighting the urge to spit in his face as he kneeled before me.
I'm sorry about this. It's only temporary, Nadia, I told you. I have to take care of this matter.
I was chained to the bed, the chains wrapped around my body, legs, and neck. I could barely move.
I'll be back in a few hours to check on you. Let you eat and use the restroom. I'm not completely unreasonable.
He stood and moved to the door, where Quint stood, hunched behind him.
Sadly, while there are many tools at my disposal, here I could only find two locks. So I've removed the lock from Noah's room, and that's the one I use for your chains. He knows not to leave the premises, and while I don't think I need to say this, don't try to get him to do anything foolish, dear. Is that understood?
I turned away from him.
Is that understood? I don't want to hurt my family. And once this matter is taken care of, we'll be whole once again.
Now what do we do?
What you do is go back to the lighthouse and make sure that fire is completely out. Then you keep watch.
But what?
In case he decides to try again. Make sure he ain't nowhere near that lighthouse.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That means no cave.
Yes, I understand.
Good. You best watch for visitors as well. Someone may have seen the signal.
Yes, I will do that.
Aye.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take care of a matter you were to take care of 2 weeks ago.
I couldn't believe what was happening right now, although at least the door was unlocked.
Noah! 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 Are you there?
There he was, with a small toy truck in his hand. Hey, Noah. You okay? He nodded. Do you know where Gavin is? He pointed outside. In the barn? Okay, but he's far from the house? He nodded. Noah, we can't stay here anymore. I know there aren't many places to go, but we have to get out of here. When Gavin comes back, he said he'll let me out. And, well, I hope that's true. But the moment he lets me out, we're going to make our escape, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the meantime, can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are two things I need. The first is the radio I've buried, and the second is a knife. I sat waiting patiently for Noah. Sadly, he couldn't find a knife. That meant Gavin had taken them? He must have hid them, put them in his room, locked away. Hopefully Noah would have better luck finding the radio. Although an hour had passed, and after the second time Noah entered empty-handed, I decided to draw him a rough map. Maybe that would help. Here, bring me paper and a crayon. We needed to hurry. I was worried for Val. Gavin knew he was still alive. I had to warn him. Another half hour had passed, and I was so anxious. What was taking Noah so long? Please tell me Gavin didn't find the radio. If that happened... There he was. Please, please, please.
Noah?
Well, his hands and arms, clothes, and somehow face were all dirty. I couldn't help but smile, warmed by his determination. He held up the radio. Oh, thank God. I took it from his tiny hand. Val? Val, you there? Val, you copy? Where was he?
Val!
Oh, damn it. I tried not to panic. I decided to give him some more time. Another half hour had passed. Val, do you copy? Please tell me he still had his radio. Val? Val, where are you? I was starting to get worried. Val, please listen. You have to listen. Gavin is out looking for you. His friend saw you at the lighthouse. I don't know if you know that, but he did, and now Gavin says he's going to take care of you. He's out there right now, searching, and I can't do anything.
He's got me chained up. He's got me chained to my bed. But when he gets back, I'll get out of here. I'll figure out something. I'll take Noah. We'll leave and hide out until rescue comes. I can't stay here anymore. I can't. If we have to make a stand, we will. Together. Val?
Val's dead, dear. He's dead. And I'm coming home.
The Stone House. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Nick Engelhard and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Corey Pettit as Delilah, Robert M. Lamb as Val, Jack Austin as Gavin. Co-starring Ian Cullen. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this.
This has been a 7lamb production.